Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly cloudy. 5 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 0100 hours. Mostly cloudy. 1 degrees. Good morning, 0200 hours. Mostly cloudy. -2 degrees. WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 0300 hours. Mostly cloudy. 8 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Mostly cloudy. 11 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 11 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 0600 hours. Mostly cloudy. 11 degrees. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
K8LDF, K8RVP. Morning, Chris. We'll see how the audio is today. Good morning, Mike. I have to do a little more talking than that. Listen to you. It sounded like it was all right. No snow yet. Roads are dry. I might stop and get some more gas. I'm at a half a tank. I left a little earlier. Not by much, but a little bit more. So, I'm already in Bay City. I'm not too far from, Meyer, so how you doing? All things down in Fenton.
I'm doing great. Yeah, I gassed the car up last night. Gassed the big two-stage snowblower for the first time this year. I used it once last year. Haven't used it at all this year, and I gassed it up, started it up. Started on the second pole, so we're good to go there. I was mentioning yesterday when I was kind of in and out, digital. I let my neighbor two doors down. He's just been shoveling with a shovel, and I said, "You better get your snowblower ready." He said, "What?" So he said he was going to get his big snowblower ready. Yeah, it's supposed to start about 1 o'clock, and they said the heaviest snow, about a half an inch an hour, was going to start like at 7 p.m., I think they said, for here, and go till about 1 a.m., so it's going to get quite a bit of snow overnight, too. I'll probably go out 8 o'clock or something tonight and do the snow, and then do it again tomorrow on my lunch break or something.
Coming. All right, I'm here at the gas station, so there's no tanker truck, so that's a plus. I usually keep on going if I see a tanker truck sitting there. All right, I'll be back in a moment. Won't take long. KB8RVP, KA8LDF.
KB8RVP.
KB8RVP, KA8LDF.
Got you back in there, Chris. Aren't you glad you don't have to stop and charge for 20 minutes?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, half a tank of gas cost me $31.50. At $2.89 a gallon.
I don't think I told you, we got a third car. Last fall we bought a 2014 Chevy Spark manual. Gets 40 miles to the gallon and only holds 9 gallons. But I've been filling it up at like a half a tank or a quarter of a tank because it sits outside. Just the winter beater. I'm not driving my Ford Focus ST and the salt and everything. I drove it yesterday. It was nice and dry. I had to go get my allergy shot. And it was above a half a tank, but I topped that off for $18. And a little spark usually costs like $12, $14 to fill it up. Gas and Fenton has been running between $2.89 and $2.99. So pretty economical to fill that thing up. KB8RVP.
Don't take much for that little thing. Yeah, I had mentioned that a few weeks back. Old Sparky. Well, that's good. Yep. Don't take much. Yeah. Roll out the trash barrel this morning. I think it's today, Wednesday. What is today? Well, I look outside, nobody's got their trash barrel out. I rolled ours out there. Yeah, we're gonna look for a new car for my wife. Thinking of Trailblazer.
That sounds cool. That'd be nice. Yeah, we got the little Chevy Spark to kind of preserve our cars from the salt and the rust and do a lot of road trips in my car in the summertime. We go down to Tennessee. It's about a 10-hour drive. We've taken it to Missouri. That's an 11-hour drive. We go up to the UP and that's a 4-hour drive or 3.5. My in-laws have a cabin up there. So we went up there last summer. Sometimes we go over to Grand Haven or we'll go up to Tawas or my brother and sister-in-law are in Traverse City. So that's a 3.5-hour drive. So a lot of road trips. So keep the mileage down in the wintertime. Keep the rust and salt to keep it going for a long time. And same with Patty's car. Hers is a 2012, mine's a 2018. She's got like 110,000 and I've got 60,000. I've already put 6,000 miles, I think, on the Spark. I did an oil change when I got it, and I just did another oil change We had a mild day one day, so I changed the oil on it. I put winter tires on it, Blizzak winter tires. Shoot. Doesn't have a lot of horsepower, so it never spins or slips or slides. You just go.
That's the way to go, man.
I was just watching a review on the new... Jay Leno has a YouTube channel, and he does reviews on a lot of new cars, and he was doing a review on the new 2026 Tesla Model Y, and it's going to have new adaptive headlights. Everybody complains that these new headlights are so bright, and you get the glare from them at night, especially if somebody comes over a hill, and they're kind of facing up, and then they come down. They're so bright. Well, the new adaptive headlights that they're going to have can actually leave the brights on all the time, and the system tracks the car coming at you and blacks out the headlight in that area, so you're not blinding the car coming at you, but you can still see really well. Some of the new Mercedes and BMWs are going to those new adaptive headlights, so that'll be kind of nice, because the glare is getting pretty bad on these new LED headlights, especially if you're in a car lower to the ground compared to being up higher in a truck. KB8RVP.
It's probably like that phone technology where the person that uses the phone can see their screen, but anybody off to the side can't. Probably similar to that.
Yeah, they have multiple reflectors that move inside the headlights, and it can black out as the cars. I watched a video on them. There's also these new laser headlight, same kind of thing. There's multiple reflectors and beams, and as the car's going by, it's able to black out the area where the car is and not blind the person coming by. And the beams are just moving around. It's pretty wild. I actually bought some new nighttime driving glasses from a website, Zennia.com, the online place to buy prescription glasses. That was a whole trip, that website. I'll have to tell you about it next time, but they work amazing. If I have my regular glasses on, forget to grab those before I go. Oh my gosh, the headlights are so bright. Put those things on, I don't get blinded anymore. Got some new technology in them, and it makes a huge difference. I would imagine you're probably at work, aren't you?
Sitting in the parking lot, yeah, I can't handle glare. 100,000 times worse when it's raining.
Yeah, these glasses, they're prescription glasses, they're progressive, just like my regular glasses. I mean, they're prescription glasses. My insurance paid for them. But amazing what they can do with these websites now with your web camera on your laptop. I couldn't believe the experience. You can actually try on frames, and it uses your web camera to find your face. And when you're looking on the screen, you see these frames on you, so you can pick out frames right on the website and try them on. It's pretty amazing.
I think I seen that during one of the Super Bowl commercials, maybe. I could be wrong, but I seen that where you could try glasses on just by virtually, I guess. That's pretty wild technology nowadays. It's a good idea, though. You know, you can see what they look like, you know, if you like the frames on here or not. All right. Yeah, that's interesting. Are the lenses a different color, or are they actually clear?
They're clear, but they have a blue tint to them. If you've ever seen somebody wearing the anti-reflective coating glasses, It just depends if you're in the right light. Like indoors, you wouldn't even notice it during the day, but if you have lights on in the house, you can kind of see the blue. It's got an anti-reflective coating and couple other things that block out different spectrums of light, but still have clear vision. It's pretty cool. Yeah, you just hold a credit card up to your forehead, the back of it, so it can measure the distance between your eyes. Because I don't know if you wear glasses or not. I can't remember, but yeah, when you get prescription glasses, they measure the distance between your pupils and figure out all that stuff for the glasses and the progressive lenses and all that, and it does it all virtually right on the computer. All right, we'll let you get into work. Have a good day, 73. KB8RBC.
KB8LDF. Yeah, I wear glasses. Wore glasses probably since I was 13 years old. But I've got that special coating on mine, too, where if you look at the glasses just right in the light, they're blue looking. But I don't know. Maybe that doesn't have enough blue material in there. Sometimes night driving is just a killer. All right, I'll catch you later. Yeah, it stinks having glasses, man. KB8RVP, KB8 all the 73s, have a good day.
Good morning, 0700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 11 degrees. Good morning, 0800 hours. Cloudy. 12 degrees. Good morning, 0900 hours. Mostly cloudy. 16 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN repeater in Guilford. Good morning, 1000 hours. Cloudy. 19 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. 23 degrees. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. 22 degrees.
W8CFH Mobile, listening.
Good afternoon, 1300 hours, 24 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can, this is the W8CMN repeater in Guilford. Good afternoon, 1400 hours, 24 degrees. Thank you. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Tango X-ray from Whiskey 8, Foxtrot, Foxtrot Romeo. November 8, Victor Lima Charlie from Whiskey 8, Foxtrot, Foxtrot Romeo.
Canadian Mobile.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. 24 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. 23 degrees.
ACI monitoring.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
ADN, mobile and monitoring. ADN, KC8TW. Good afternoon, Steve. Just when you thought the airwaves were quiet, here I am. ADN here. You're really breaking up. I don't know if it's me or you, but I can just tell somebody's in there. ADN. KCHTWL, is this any better? NADN, WAYRC, I know you're old, but it's still here, WAYRC.
I think it was WAYRZ, this is NADN, I'm heading towards Lapeer from Davison, just had my taxes done.
Oh, fun part of life. This is the fun part. Yeah, this is Mike, WAYRC, used to be KADFIE.
And maybe it's my radio, but nothing's coming through very well. I can hear you, but it's indistinguishable.
Oh, well, I don't know. You should hear me quite well, actually. But we better check your antenna because the other guy was sounding okay too.
You both sound okay, NADYU.
Stu, you haven't been on the radio in a long time. You probably forgot how to use it. Anyway, I'll wait till you get a little bit closer to Lapeer. 73, thanks for the report there on the other station there. WAYRC.
Thanks for letting me know my rig's working all right there, Mike. KC8TWL. Oh, I heard that call a little better. KC8TWL, I believe.
That's correct, Steve. KC8, Tango, Whiskey, Lima. And when you thought the airwaves were all quiet, here we all are.
It must be the speaker in my radio, because both of you are awful garbled.
I'll have to get a remote speaker and put on this thing, because I can barely pull out any of it. I'm halfway between Lapeer and Davison, heading towards Lapeer in a lot of snow.
Pulling into the QTH here, so keep hands on the wheel, be safe, and stay safe tomorrow. KC8TWL.
This KDHCI just started snowing out here in Mayville.
Hey, ADN, grab yourself an external speaker. It'll probably help you a lot. I'll catch up with you later. WYRC.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Snow. 22 degrees. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Good evening, 1800 hours. Snow, 21 degrees.
Why? Leboid.
Good evening. 1900 hours. Snow. 21 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN repeater in Guilford. Good evening, 2000 hours. Snow, 20 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Snow, 21 degrees. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
Echo all you've got.
Good evening. 22 hours. 20 degrees.
Yep.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN repeater in Guilford. Good evening. 23 hours. 19 degrees.